This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The River Maid by Dilly Court, read by Annie Aldington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Limehouse Hole, London, 1854. Essie Chapman pulled hard on the sculls as she rowed her father's boat towards Dukeshaw Dock. It was dark, and the lantern on the stern of the small clinker-built craft bobbed up and down, shedding its light on the turbulent waters of the River Thames. Essie fought against the tide and the treacherous undercurrents, but she was cold, wet, and close to exhaustion. Her mysterious passenger had not spoken a word since she'd collected him from the foreign vessel moored downriver. The task would normally have fallen to her father, Jacob, but he was laid up, having slipped on the waterman's steps the previous evening. He had fallen badly and had been carried home to White's Rents on an old door, the only form of stretcher available to the wharfinger's men at the time. He had lain on the sofa like a dead man for 24 hours, and when he awakened he could barely move a muscle.
"You'll have to do my next job for me, Essie, love. It's a matter